Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tyler Radio Empire.
From IFL Science. And by the way, IFL that website. Uh-huh. I was looking at it the other day, and there was a story of a 40-foot-long snake that existed, you know, millions of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Burn it down.
Titan boa, the biggest snake to ever exist, apparently.
40 foot?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But non-venomous. They think it was like a boa constrictor.
Yeah, but it was still, it could still strangle your ass,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
They killed its prey, apparently. They surmised the same way that a boa would.
Right.
But then down at the bottom, there was a link that said something about, let me see what the headline of this article is. Human penises are getting bigger at a fast rate, but that might not be a good thing. And I thought, well, that might be a more interesting topic for the show than a big boa constrictor.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster of a sentence.
Yeah, so a study looking at penis sizes from 1942 to 2021. Who among us has studied the human penis?
One.
I know mine back in front, right?
Unless Nick's dad's here, it's all just one.
That the average erect penis length has increased significantly in the last 30 years, while placid penis lengths remained about the same. Mm. While this may sound like neutral news, the lead researcher, this is the head penis studier.
Yeah,
head penis.
Who does the shaft?
Yeah. Says it could be caused by factors such as chemical exposure interacting with our hormones.
Our hormones.
So there are some pluses to chemical exposure.
Meta-analysis looked at penis length studies from the last 8 decades. So they've been studying penises for a long time.
Yep.
Oh, big sample size here, too. 55,761 males all over the world. Studies were also included if the measurement was carried out by an investigator, excluding any that relied on self-reported data.
You can't do that.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the part that caught me here.
From the taint, man.
Because we've always asked this question. They also included studies that measured penises from the root.
The top.
Is called the pubopenile junction.
Yep.
I learned that for the first time looking at this article.
What's your function?
Of the penis to the
pubopenile junction.
Of the glands. Mm-hmm. The meatus
It's the top. The bottom of comes out of your belly there, basically. Your pelvis. It comes out of your belly. Get that checked.
Right? Or as we've called it, Topeka.
Yeah. Right.
No, that's a taint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, the sample was sort of skewed by them saying, hey, we'd love to measure your penis? And all the people that are like, yeah, please do.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
Are like, you know, they're the ones more willing to, but the people that are so ashamed are like, no thanks, I'll pass.
Yeah. I think you're right there.
You're right. That
they take that into account?
Affect the sample size.
Right.
If they paid enough, even little dink guys showed up, you know, whatever, I don't care, you know.
Or there were enough of them at some point that made the...
Did all the Asian guys showed up.
Generation. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was before the internet where everyone was seeing so many penises, where it's like, I don't measure up to that fella.
Right.
Yeah.
And wild. No increase or decrease.
If you say I'll measure up to that fella, you're looking at way too many penises, by the way. If you say that, if you say that fella, that means you're probably looking at way too many penises.
No chimney sweep.
Our decrease was found in flaccid or stretched penis length. I don't know who stretches their penis.
You do when you're a kid, maybe.
Maybe. Well, for study purposes, apparently, the penis studier guys. Like
all the name of science.
Stretch your penis.
Yeah, when you discover it, you're playing with it all the rest of your life.
So no increase or decrease in the flaccid or stretched penis length, but they found a significant increase in erect length.
So what's the difference? Is it a
couple inches?
Well, let me.
why is chubbing it making? Why is it bigger when it's chubbed now than compared to the 40s?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get to that.
Pop tarts
in the study here.
That's probably it. Hopefully, it's pop tarts.
You ever put butter on one of those?
A penis or a pop tart?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all this processed food. People are fatter. Their dongs are bigger.
Erect
just adding size to everywhere.
Yeah, increased significantly over time, the erect length. In several regions of the world and across all age groups, the team wrote in the study, after adjusting for geographic region, subject age, subject population, erectile penile length increased 24% over the last 29 years.
24%?
Wow, that's a quarter.
So that went from an average of...
he's on that, man.
That's like a percent a year.
4.8 inches to 6 inches in just under 3 decades. That's the average. Erect length.
Do you think that leads to like generational attitudes where you're like, get out of my way, small, dinked old man? Like,
well, that was a whole episode of Family Guy.
Rocky Roll's in charge now.
Apparently you've said that a lot.
The episode of Family Guy where Peter finds out Chris is packing more than him and it just
ruins him. It's the other way around, though. You're right. Chris
it just ruins him.
He's bummed
out.
His
son has got more than he does.
But you want your kids to have a better life than you.
Yeah, that's true.
I may not be able to buy a house, but guess what?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, they were motivated to do this study to compare penis sizes over time because of the changes to men's reproductive health in recent years, such as declining sperm count. Given the trends we've seen in other measures of men's reproductive health, we thought there could be a decline in penile length due to the same environmental exposures, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually environmental exposures makes everything worse for people.
Yeah.
Now the sperm has further to travel.
Yeah. Good
Maybe
point.
It's more tired.
Yeah. Believes the increase could be.
I can see that. Extra inch to go, you're tired, man.
Number of factors.
10 years ago, we were already there. Right.
Chemical exposure like pesticides, hygiene products. So maybe that, the pubes be gone.
I don't think that's anything to do with it.
Things like that. Interacting with our hormonal systems.
But the ruler was getting stuck in the bush.
Endocrine disrupting chemicals.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
There are many exist in our environment and, what we eat in our diet.
Sure.
As we change our body's constitution, that affects our hormonal milieu. Chemical exposure has also
been...
Migu,
or is Migu?
M-I-L-L-E-U, Milu.
Oh, I thought you said Migu. All right. Migu, too.
they say anything...
Holy Friday.
They say anything about girth? Or are things just getting much longer? Like, are we getting just long, like, stretched out because they're stretching now?
Yeah.
Or getting, long, like...
Bunch of pencil dinks.
Yeah, right?
That's a good point, man. Yeah. Girth's more important. Women love the girth.
They don't address that. So clearly it needs more study.
I'm just assuming it's all the microplastics that we always hear about, and that's just where they happen to just be bunching up.
It's going straight to the dong. Yeah.
The chemical exposure has also been posited as a cause for boys and girls going into puberty early, which can affect genital development. So there's evidently a connection there.
Our vagina's getting bigger.
Yep. We have not.
I want to know.
I'll have to look up a vagina study.
Do that.
Right. Team noted other factors such as techniques for measuring length, temperature, and arousal state of the participant could affect the results. However, they believe that it warrants further study. So we got to look more into this.
Our doc will get a hold of us next week, by the way, and send us a big long email about his junk.
I wonder if it's more tugging.
That's a good point.
Is there's more porn everywhere. It's more accessible.
I'm thinking that too. Right. If you ever make jokes around, I remember my buds and I would make jokes about masturbating a lot around my once we became grown men and hanging out with like our dads golfing and stuff like that. I remember some of those dads would say they couldn't believe they would make it like you guys all the time, So I think that's
not
part
when we're
of it.
Golfing.
I think it's
for
I
them
think,
it was just something they did on their birthday or what?
Well,
it's a little treat every now and again.
I'm not saying they didn't do it. I just didn't think they did it as much as every person my generation did. You know, at least my buds.
I think
Nick's onto something there.
I think it's so weird because we've centralized all of it now. Because like all the horniness is now on the internet. It used to be like on playing cards and like tire shops and pens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what my dad had to. And my grandfather that had to nudie playing cards, all that kind of stuff. Right.
And now you just go to the internet.
The calendar.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's hardcore.
Calendar.
And it's hardcore stuff.
Yeah, and if you saw like a tire shop with like Playboys all around, like I remember seeing growing up, you'd be like, "What a weird place! That place is weird."
I know. I remember all the time because I'd stop at a few gas stations where my dad knew the guys that worked there, and you were just around. And you're right; those offices always had nudie stuff hanging up, and a lot of mechanics, I should say.
Nowadays, you can't thumb through Twitter like two scrolls without seeing porn.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's just our account.
Yeah, right.
I assume everybody else is the same.
I assume every time they thumb, there's porn on there like ours.
Yeah. I can assume.
Well, that's odd. I follow all that stuff.
Wedge it in there all the time. Right. If you look at somebody who likes some of the comments that get put up on Twitter, it's just a bot.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a chick with, please click on my malware.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is Chuck Todd's Twitter feed all porn?
If he's cool.
His burner account might be, but his work one's probably
That's a good
Congress.
Point. I forgot about that. Our Twitter account is
this
porn.
Study here doesn't mention anything about porn. They seem to think it's chemicals.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going with the microplastics bunching up in the penis
theory. What we eat and what's in our water.
I'm going with raw masturbating more. I like what I think he's happy.
Well, clearly it needs more study.
And if the microplastics are gonna bunch up there, better the dong than like your forehead.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look like Worf.
Yeah.
Worf.
It's all just a ridge on your forehead.
I always wanted texture.
Well, if you see
forehead.
Yeah. I'm picturing Worf now. Too many microplastics.
The future is here.
They never told us that's how it happened.
Right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.